Okay, today we're continuing in the third parak of Masechet Bikurim, and today we are learning parak Gimel, Mishnayos, Gimel and Dalet. So we're going through the whole process of bringing Bikurim. So they would make like a whole parade out of bringing the Bikurim. Hakrov mevim atenav anavim. People who live near Yerushalayim would bring figs and grapes for Bikurim because you always want to bring fresh fruit if you can. You don't want to have to bring dry fruit. Fresh fruit is always better than dry fruit. Thing is, if you live too far away from Yerushalayim and you try to bring fresh fruit, it's going to be gross and spoiled by the time they get to Yerushalayim. So varachokim avim grogros etzmukim. If they live too far away from Yerushalayim, they'd bring dried figs, they'd bring raisins, because they didn't want it to spoil when they got to the base of Magdish. And dried fruit has a much longer shelf life. Vashor halich lefnehem. They would have an ox walking in front of them, meaning that's a carbon shlamim. The Mishnah says someone who brings bikurim has to also bring a carbon shlamim. So everyone had a chelek in that ox so that it would belong to everybody who was gathered together in parade together, and they're all owners of that ox, of that karban shlamim that would go in front of them. The karn of metzupos zahav, and the horns of that ox were coated with gold. The altara shel zayis berosho, and they would have an olive branch crown around the head of that ox. The olive tree is considered a leafy, beautiful tree with very beautiful leaves, so it's most ideal for making like a wreath around the head. So that's why they would use the olive. Adafka, they had to use one of the shivas aminim. So what are you going to do? You're not going to take wheat or barley and wrap it around the animal's head. You want it to be something beautiful, so they would use the olive leaf. Hachalil makel lefneim atshemagim karv liyushalayim. And then there was a flute playing in front of them until they got close to Yerushalayim. Higiu karv liyushalayim. Once they got close to Yerushalayim, sholchu lefneihem, they send messengers in front of them to let the people of Yerushalayim know that they're on the way, that they're coming. And then v'itrus bikurehem, and then they would dress up their baskets. They would make their baskets look as beautiful as they could, because if you live far away and you bring these like yucky raisins, they don't look so appetizing. So you put a few clusters of grapes on top of the basket to make it look nice once you're really close. Hapachos hasaganim v'gizbarim yotzim l'krasam, and then all the important people, all the chashava people, would come out to greet them. The princes and the leaders of the Kohanim and the people who were in charge of the money of the Beis HaMikdash would come out to greet them. Lefi kvod ha-nechnasim ha-yotzim, and depending on how honorable the people were that were coming in, that's how honorable the delegation they would go to send to greet them. Meaning as not lavdafka how honorable, but how significant a group. If it was a larger group bringing bikurim, so then it was a larger delegation that was sent out to greet them. The Mishnah doesn't say large; it says kavod, which sounds like more prestigious people, but Yerushalmi says that that's not true, because when it comes to doing mitzvos, we don't care about different levels that people are on, and the chashivos of people. Everyone doing a mitzvah has the same chashivos, lefnei ha-makom, has the same chashivos in front of Hashem, but Baravam Hadras Melech, the more people that are involved in doing a mitzvah, the more respectable that is, and therefore the more we're going to have people come out to greet them. V'kol bali umniyosh of Yerushalayim omdim lefneihem, and when they would come into Yerushalayim, all the people who were busy working in Yerushalayim would stand up to be mechabed these people. Normally if a Talmud Chacham passes by and you're busy doing work, you don't have to stop. But for the Mevi'a Bikurim, you do stop because the Chaviva Mitzvah B'Shaita, the Bar Tinur explains, when someone's doing a mitzvah in the right time, that gives him chashivos. That's in a certain sense even greater than that of a Talmud Chacham. That's what they say. That's one of the explanations why we stand for Vayivarach David during Pesukei Dezimra in the morning, because it's a minhag that when we say Pesukei Dezimra, I'm sorry, that around that time people get up to give tzedakah. So if everyone's going to give a few dollars in the pushka, so those are people going to do a mitzvah. So we all stand, even those that aren't giving tzedakah, to honor those that are chavim mitzvah b'shaita, that are going and doing a mitzvah at that time. That's one of the explanations for the practice that you find a lot, that people stand for a chasen and kala when they walk down the aisle. What am I standing for the chasen and kala while they walk down the aisle? They're young people, they're not mipnei seva talkum, they're not tamid chachamim, so there's no vadarta pnei zakein. So why would I stand for a young chasen and kala? So the answer might be that they're going to do a mitzvah, and chaviv a mitzvah b'shaita. So you stand for those people that are going to do a mitzvah. It may not be the reason, but that's one of the suggestions that are offered. V'shalom v'shalomim, and then they would greet them with the shalom aleichem, and they would say, "Achenu anshei makom ploni, basam l'shalom, our brothers, the people of this and this place," and they would identify the place that these people were coming from. Are you okay? Everything good? Can we take care of you? Right? Basam l'shalom is like with a question mark. Basam l'shalom, is everything okay? And then now we move on to Mishnah Dalet. So the people who bring the Bikurim, you know, are given this whole delegation to greet them. So they continue to march and they begin to play their musical instruments. They'd have a flute playing in front of them until they got to the Harabayas. Higil la Harabayas, once they would get to the Harabayas, afilu Agrippas hamelech notal asal al ksefo v'nichnas. Each one of them, no matter who, even if it was King Agrippas, would take his basket of Bikurim on his shoulder, schlep it himself to bring it into the Beis HaMikdash. I mean, you would think a very chash of a person wouldn't have to schlep it on his own. No, this is a mitzvah. It's a great maila to engage in the mitzvah yourself. This is like a mitzvah bo yoser mibishlucho. It's a great covet of the mitzvah to take it. The nature of the mitzvah is, Bartanur points out, is v'shay tzarech litno miyadol liyad kohen. D'chsev lakoch hakohen hatena miyadecha. That you have to hand it to the kohen. Miyad liyad. So the pasuk says that the kohen takes the basket miyadecha. So it's got to be from your hand. So Philo Agrippas HaMelech would take it on his shoulder and would go in until he got to the Azara. He'd get to the Azara and the Levim would start singing. That's what they would sing. Not in that tune, they would actually use a tune, I would imagine. But they would say that pasuk that I'm going to elevate you and exalt you, Hashem, because you lifted me up and you didn't let my enemies celebrate over my downfall. And that was because it's similar to the Pesukim about Bikurim. The Arami Avid Avi is the beginning of the Parshas of Bikurim, where we praise Hashem for saving Yaakov Avinu from Lavan. So we say a pasuk that has a similar message, that Hashem saves us from our enemies. And that's what it says, that we would bishir, the Levim would sing that profound message in pasuk. I'm not sure whether shir means that there would actually have to be a tune for it. I just heard of Shlomo Amar Shlita, the former Rishon Lezion, now the Rav Rashi of Yerushalayim, was asked why it is that it says in Shulchan Aruch that when you say Mizmor Letoda in Pesukei Dezimra every day, the Shulchan Aruch says you have to sing. You have to sing Mizmor Letoda. It's so fascinating. It's the only tefillah that it says in Shulchan Aruch that you have to sing. It doesn't say in Shulchan Aruch that you have to sing L'chadodi. It doesn't say in Shulchan Aruch you have to sing Keladon. The only tefillah that it says that you have to sing in Shulchan Aruch is every day in Pesukei Dezimra when you say the Karman Toda, when you say Mizmor L'Soda. So they asked Rav Shechter, you know, why don't we do that? And he said, you should. If we should all sing, we should all sing all of Pesukei Dezimra out loud together. But they asked Rav Shlomo Amar, and he said, singing doesn't always mean singing. It means that saying it with a certain sense of joy, saying it with a certain passion. So unclear to me over here. It sounds more like singing because the Mishnah starts by saying Hacholil, that they would play the music. Okay, so anyway, to review, we learned Mishnah's Gimel and Dalit. So Mishnah Gimel would say, taught us that the people who lived closest to Yerushalayim would bring fresh fruit. The people who lived further from Yerushalayim would bring dried fruit. They would have the shor that was going to serve as their karban leading the charge, and the shor's horns were coated with gold, and it was wearing an olive branch crown around its head, and they would have the flutes playing until they would get close to Yerushalayim. Once they got close to Yerushalayim, they let it be known that they had arrived, and they started dressing up their baskets in nicer peiros, and then they'd get a whole delegation that would come out, and based on the number of people coming, the delegation was equally impressive, and whoever was busy working in Yerushalayim would stop and stand for the people bringing Bikurim, and would greet them and ask them if everything's okay. And then in Mishnah Dalet we said that the flute would continue to play until they got to Harabayis. And once they got to Harabayis, everybody, no matter who you are, no matter how covetous you are, you have to take the basket of Bikurim yourself on your shoulder, enter into the Beis HaMikdash, enter into the Harabayis until you got to the Azara. And when you get to the Azara, the Levim would start playing the music of Aramimcha Hashem, Kidisani, Velo Simachta, Oivai Li. Okay, Be'ez Hashem, tomorrow we'll pick up with Paragimel, Mishnayos, Hey and Vav.